Welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Aaron Van Dorn. Today on the podcast, I spoke with Dr. Mona Bafadel, Associate Professor of Respiratory Medicine at the Newfield Department of Clinical Medicine at the University of Oxford. Dr. Bafadel discusses the STOIC trial, which looked at the use of inhaled budesonide in the treatment of early COVID-19. Dr. Bafadel, what was the rationale behind choosing to study inhaled budesonide, and why we use it as an early intervention in COVID patients?
From early clinical observations at the beginning of the pandemic, what we noticed from the Chinese reports was that patients with chronic lung diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, so COPD or asthma, seemed to be underrepresented in the population that were hospitalized with severe COVID-19 from the initial Wuhan reports. We also know from our knowledge from a clinical respiratory point of view is that viruses are very common drivers for asthma and COPD exacerbations, these episodes of worsening. And we routinely prescribe inhaled corticosteroids, including budesonide, to reduce these acute worsenings or exacerbations. With that and the clinical observations, plus our knowledge that in laboratory experiments from the past with inhaled corticosteroids in viruses for asthma, for example, which reduce inflammation, and the knowledge that there has been some early experimental analysis that showed that it appeared that different inhaled steroids were reducing viral replication of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that perhaps all of these different components of our clinical and experimental observations would lead us to think that inhaled corticosteroids given early could perhaps stop COVID-19 illness from getting worse.
What did you find in your study?
So we found that if we gave our volunteers who had to have had symptoms within 7 days, and the classical symptoms for COVID-19 within our population included a new onset of cough or a new onset of fever or the loss of smell or taste, we found that patients who or volunteers who took inhaled budesonide seemed to not only recover quicker, they also had a quicker resolution of their fever. They also had symptom improvements, but most importantly, within the study and our primary endpoint for the STOIC trial, we found that we could reduce the number of deteriorations, COVID-related urgent care visits, emergency department visits, or hospitalization episodes with a relative risk reduction of approximately 90%.
How do you think inhaled budesonide works to reduce need for urgent care and time to recovery after infection?
So I think although mechanisms are still being understood, I think what we have to do is we just have to look at the literature with regard to our knowledge of how inhaled corticosteroids work against viruses. So specifically to SARS-CoV-2 virus, there are studies that show that viral replication within cells in a lab are reduced in the presence of inhaled corticosteroids. Secondly, there are also experimental lab analyses that have showed that in patients with asthma or COPD, when we look at the ACE2 receptor expression, and we know that this receptor is important for the virus to enter the cells, we find that in the presence of inhaled corticosteroids, ACE2 receptor expression is reduced both in asthma and COPD. And we've also known for some time that when we look at the presence of inflammatory mediators, so cytokines and chemokines, we would see that there is a reduction in particular inflammatory mediators for other viruses, such as rhinovirus, in the presence of inhaled corticosteroids. So putting all of this together, my hypothesis would be that the way budesonide works, perhaps particularly in early disease, is that it's trying to reduce ACE2 receptor expression, which in itself may ultimately reduce viral entry and reduces the inflammatory cascade that happens at the time of an onset of a viral insult. All of these put together will lead further down the line to prevent worsening symptoms and deterioration. But of course, the actual mechanistic part of how budesonide works in SARS-CoV-2 virus still needs to be further studied, but there are potential hypotheses that we can put together based on our common knowledge of how inhaled steroids work and how viruses enter cells.
What were the key limitations to this study, and how did you try to mitigate these?
Because of the nature of the pandemic, the study was a open-label design study, so we were unable to have a placebo-controlled. And of course, in a randomized clinical trial, that would be the gold standard. But due to the expediency and the nature of the trials that were going on, and the pandemic, particularly in the early course, it is often very difficult and costly for placebo inhalers to be made. And in a study where this is a new disease, we don't really know how much bias would occur with regard to an open label design compared to other studies or disease areas that we might know a little bit more about. What's important is that there are other trials that are looking at inhaled corticosteroids in COVID-19 along the spectrum of disease, from early disease to late disease. And the majority of these are also open labeled, which is a disadvantage, but I think could highlight more information with regard to validation of our work. The other important thing with regard to the confounders or the limitations of an open label study design is that we were reassured that not only was the primary outcome very suggestive of a benefit with budesonide inhalers, but many of the secondary outcomes were also suggestive of benefit with the inhaled budesonide. They're giving us reassurance with regard to our study findings. One of the other limitations is that obviously the STOIC study is a phase 2 study, so it's not a definitive trial. But again, we are reassured that there are other studies, including larger trials, examining the same study question. We have to take note that all studies have different designs in terms of criteria for study entry, duration of treatments, and study outcomes. But if the information or the messages are similar, then we would have more support with regard to our findings, which are the first to investigate in a prospective clinical trial whether there is efficacy of the inhaled corticosteroid treatment for early COVID-19 infection.
There's still some uncertainty on how inhaled corticosteroids are associated with COVID and COVID outcomes in patients with chronic respiratory disease. How do these results fit in with what we know so far?
There's been many pieces of work, particularly with chronic respiratory disease in patients who routinely take inhaled corticosteroids, that have tried to examine either the benefits or the worsenings of patients who have chronic respiratory diseases such as asthma and COPD, who end up developing COVID-19 infection of different severities. Now, if we look at the wide scope of studies that have examined these, largely database-related epidemiological surveys, there is some differences that we can see. However, in meta-analyses, the finding does seem to be quite similar in that patients with apparent chronic respiratory lung diseases like asthma and COPD do have perhaps a lesser risk of worsened outcomes with COVID-19 infection when corrected for different confounding components. The recent ISARIC database study that was published in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine did demonstrate indeed that patients with asthma who had taken their inhalers within 2 weeks of being admitted to a hospital with severe COVID-19 infection did have a protective nature and less worse outcomes compared to those patients who did not take an inhaled corticosteroid. So I guess we are developing more and more information from epidemiological and database studies, but prospective trials examining the question are thus needed. What's very important for our population is that patients with chronic respiratory diseases such as asthma and COPD should continue to take their treatment with inhaled corticosteroids in order to continue getting the treatment effect for their own respiratory lung condition.
What are the main benefits of this treatment if it were to be administered on a wider scale?
Inhaled corticosteroids, particularly budesonide, is actually listed as an essential medicine by the World Health Organization. We also recognize that inhaled corticosteroids are widely available, relatively safe, and a cheap medicine. For the population in the STOIC trial, patients took on average the inhaled budesonide for approximately 7 days with very few adverse events. And for those that developed an adverse event, all of these were self-limiting. So it's a very relatively safe drug, which we have had decades worth of experience with, that would be widely available to patients who may not have access to healthcare systems across the world. And so this could be a potential opportunity to reach out to many patients who may develop COVID-19 infection.
Dr. Bafadel, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.